this is a matter that commenced sometime in 2021, and she was kept already for more than 60 days. And the reaction of the police then was that she's being held down on allegations of espionage and other related offense, that she's housing money for the rogue organization known as IPOB. We did not believe in any of these allegations by the Nigerian government and the Nigerian police. So what we did was that we filed a case at the FCT High Court, also filed at the ECOWAS Court too. We secured an interim bail for her at the FCT High Court. Then the federal government did not obey it. The police did not obey it. What happened subsequently is that she was charged before the federal high court. We went before that court, we contested the charges against the federal government, and we also applied for a bail. So the court, looking at the merit of the matter and not really seeing something so sustainable, the court agreed with us and discharged and quashed the charge. We went again to the FCT High Court. The FCT High Court agreed with us that she was tortured, she was deprived of a lot of things, she was used as a maid to cook in the Nigerian police force prisons and all that, and several allegations that were made against the police. And the court, the local court here, awarded her $60 million.
How will you collect all these sums of money for your client?
We must get it. This is a judgment of the court, and by virtue of the ECOWAS Treaty, the rules and everything, Nigeria is a party to the ECOWAS Treaty and the ECOWAS, the rules that create the ECOWAS Protocol, and they must comply to the Nigerian to the ECOWAS judgment.
Where do you and your clients go from here in view of the ruling by the ECOWAS court and by local courts in Nigeria?
The impression we are having is Nigeria is a judgment compliant country. They comply and they obey judgment. So the problem is they have it in their hands. Do they comply with the local judgment from our local courts and the international judgment from the ECOWAS court in the sum of $30 million to be paid by the Nigerian government, alongside some a little cost to be assessed by the ECOWAS court? And we have the $60 million judgment from the local court that is standing on the credit of the getter, has not been complied with. So the question is, we engage the Attorney General of the Federation, who is the chief law officer of the government and representing every issues, to see how we can reach probably a settlement, a negotiated settlement of this judgment sum against the Nigerian government on this matter. That is our intention. And we believe with the new administration and the Attorney General, who have said this present government, they respect rule of law, they will be judgment compliant. We believe either of this judgment or the entirety of these two judgments will be obeyed by the Nigerian government. They will do everything. It's when all our options fail, then we might need to start looking at further legal action to attach the properties of Nigerian government to make sure that this judgment is compliant with. Or we register the international judgment as a judgment of our local court here and also proceed against the federal government accordingly. But I know, if I take some little time, the judgment will be complied with.
What does this ruling really mean for your client?
The ruling is actually being celebrated from far, near, and wide. One of the issues there is that we must always understand that it's actually an illusion for anyone to think that our courts are not working, whether international or local courts. Present your facts and your case and do your best. And also, too, we also must understand that for every breach of every human rights entrenched and recognized by the Constitution of Nigeria, every breach of it, there is actually a punitive measure. The punitive measure can be in a way of damages or costs. It must come with some consequences. So the advice, the state of Nigeria, the agents of the government, the Nigerian police force, they must understand that they need to operate in line with the best international practices when it comes to government and policing. And when they are in breach of it, they will incur consequences like this the ECOWAS court has just done today.